other than that, whenever I close the deal, I do share my success on my social media so that people can, cheer me up, and also, if they see any question, concern, or anything regarding to the real estate, they can just feel free to reach out to me.
Welcome to the Northwest Real Estate Roundup, the podcast where real estate meets reality. I'm your host, Steve Tytler, coming to you with 4 decades of experience in the trenches of real estate and the mortgage business. Today, we're diving deep into the tools, tips, and trends that make the industry tick. Join us as we unpack the secrets to success in real estate, share expert advice, and spotlight the innovators who are shaping our industry. Let's get started. Welcome to the Northwest Real Estate Roundup. My guest today is Alice Nguyen, and I'm extremely excited to have you, Alice, because you are one of the top 10 real estate agents in the entire state. Very, very impressive. In fact, can I share your numbers with the public?
Absolutely.
Okay. Since the beginning of last year, you've closed 90 deals. All the real estate agents watching, no, that's a very, very impressive number. And so we're thrilled to have you here today, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Great. So we're recording now in mid-April 2024. Alice, how do you see the market right now?
Yeah, I see the market is changing rapidly right now. Actually, I just came back from my vacation where I'm in Vietnam and Singapore. So while I'm on my vacation, I still have like 10 deals pending and 10 deals closed at the same time. But when I'm back here to Seattle area, the market is changing very rapidly. What I'm saying about, the interest rate type drop compared with December 2023, and also the inventory is still very low right now. So I don't know. Right now, I feel like the time for buyer to jump back to the market. And I saw a lot of property list on the market. They, when they get sold, it'd be much more than the asking price. And also, a lot of buyer willing to wait on the contingency. So I just want to let people out there to know, this is the time to sell your home. And if you are a buyer, it is very important for you to choose a real estate agent who represent you, make the best interest for you, and also explain everything for you step by step along the way.
Well, obviously, you are one of the best agents out there. So we want to know, everyone watching who wants to know, how are you so successful? I mean, that is an amazing amount of volume. And let's be honest, Alice, there's a lot of agents really struggling right now. So you are doing something very, very special. What are you doing right now to have so much business?
Oh, thank you, Steve, for the question. A lot of people did ask me about that. And I just want to share with you, I did 90 transactions last year while I still working for like an aerospace company as a project manager. So actually I do that, both of them together. I try my best to do both of them very good job as well. But my focus is, focus on your client. I want to bring the best interest for them. Whenever we tour the property, I want to, analyze all of the pro and con for my client and sit with them and, develop the strategy, how we win the offer. And when I represent the seller, I will let them know, all of the steps that I will need to take in order to sell their house as fast as possible and as high as possible. So I think the strategy is very important. And, I always want to make sure I need to be honest with my client about any property, because as a first-time home buyer, they don't know much about the market, about the property by itself, about the all of the system, electrical, plumbing system. So when I read all of the paperwork like seller disclosure or other paperwork, my job is make sure they understand the condition of the home in order for them to make a decision moving forward or not.
Well, that's really great. And again, I'm blown away, not only by your production, but by the fact you did it as a quote unquote part-time agent. That's insane. Do you you must have a lot of assistants helping you.
Actually, I just have personal assistant helping me, but I think the more important, I need to manage my time. I want to make sure I do a good job at my company as a project manager as well. I got a promotion at my company. At the same time, I still close the deal, make sure, my client is happy with what they are getting from the home or when they sell the property. I remember one transaction that I would never forget. So I helped them to sell one property in Renton. It went more than 100K above asking price. And the seller, instead of giving me more tip, you know, in addition of the commission, they bought a ticket for me to Hawaii with my husband so we can enjoy the Hawaii trip together.
That is awesome. That is really awesome.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you are basically a superhero. Able to do all this. You do more real estate transactions than almost any other real estate agent in the state while still having a job. That's amazing. So what is it about your mindset that makes you so successful?
So about the mindset, you know, like I would say there are three things I want to focus on. The first thing is, you know, like be a very good communicator. I need to make sure I communicate with all of the party along the transaction, with my client who, you know, have to, you know, make sure what the documents that they need to sign, all of the steps moving forward, the pro and con of each property, and what is our strategy. So I want to make sure I need to have a very good communicating with my client. And in addition to that, I also need to make sure to communicate with the seller, you know, agent or the buyer agent at that time to make sure they trust me as a professional real estate agent and also trust my buyer on their qualification as well. The second factor I would say that is the negotiation skill. You know, like in order to, you know, like strive in this market, you know, you need to have a very good and strong negotiation skill. Sometimes it can, like I can help my client to close one property and I save them about $60,000 to $70,000, you know, based on all of the inspection and also other factor as well. And whenever I represent the buyer, I want to make sure, you know, this is something I feel like I can do it, but I will share with them the pro and con, the risk of, you know, like asking for like, you know, this amount of money or something like that. So negotiation is very important in this market. Especially when you do a good job, they will refer the client to you, you know? And my last thing I would say, you know, always be honest. You have to be honest with even, you know, your client, on other party, even the seller, and also, you know, like title, escrow, whatever problem happened, we need to share together. We all come together and resolve the problem rather than hire that and it come back one day, you know? So I would say communication, negotiation, and also, you know, like being honest is the key to my success at this point.
Well, that's really excellent advice. I own a mortgage company. My company motto is honest advice you can trust, because honestly, I've been in the business 32 years. The reason I got into the business to begin with is I found back in the 90s when I started, there was a lot of dishonesty in the mortgage industry. A lot of people flat out lied all the time, and I was stunned by that. And I said, hey, why don't you just be honest with people and help them out? And you made a very important point there. When something goes wrong, that's when it's really important to be upfront and tell people right away. Because I know a lot of agents and even loan officers in the mortgage business are reluctant to give bad news. My advice is get the bad news out immediately. Mm-hmm. Let everyone know. Don't surprise them down the road so that everyone can work together and trying to fix whatever the problem is.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like in my opinion, it's very important to build the reputation based on the trust that other agent trust you, you know. So I have one transaction just like a few days ago when I make an offer. It's a very competitive market, but the listing agent see my buyer offer and they work with me before, and they did tell the seller that if you work with Alice, you know, see a very, you know, strong real estate agent, very professional, and I can guarantee with you, you know, like she can close even earlier than the time we commit, you know. It's just some kind of small aspect, you know, to talk with the seller can help us as well. I know that it totally depends on the seller, on their decision, but whenever you can build a good relationship, the trust, you know, with other agents by, you know, like honest and, you know, like very good communication, I think it can help my buyer along the way as well.
Well, that's awesome. And again, honesty is very, very important and doesn't always happen. So that's why it sets you apart, right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Now, I know a lot of superstars like yourself have some kind of a daily or weekly success plan they follow religiously to make sure they meet their numbers. So do you have a plan you follow?
I think everybody would have their own plan. My plan before until 2 weeks ago is a little bit different. So I would want to share with you and also the large audience out there. I just decided to leave my aerospace company as a project manager and 100% focus on the real estate side. I also got a license as the Washington managing broker as well in order to get more knowledge to educate and help my client. But about the plan, before I am like, 8 hours at my company. So I don't have a lot of time to, follow up or, follow my plan. However, I do have my assistant who kind of helping me schedule all of the touring for me and also let me know what I need to complete for each day. But right now, when I feel like, okay, I have more flexibility right now. I don't need to go to work every day. So I am in the process of creating my own plan to see, what I need to do to be more successful and also help more people in the future, especially in my community where I can see a lot of people don't speak English very well. So I want to help them in order to make sure they understand the process. The second time they come back to me, I don't need to explain for them about the process anymore. They get it, from the first time. But also at that time, I can just give them, my knowledge, my experience, my skill in order to help them to be successful in the transaction, to be the homeowner.
Well, that's great. Now, what kind of lead generating strategies do you use?
To be honest with you, I did not pay any penny for the lead generation. So most of my clients came to me because of the referral. So a lot of, past clients, when I close a lot of transactions for them, I want to make sure, all of the work that I put in there, is right, and I want to bring the best interest for my client. So they refer a lot of the client for me. I remember about a year ago when I had one client to close one transaction in Everett, and then he bring five more, family and friends, came to me, and I closed for them all for the house, But I would say, referral is my most lead generation at this time. Other than that, I, whenever I close the deal, I do share my success on my social media so that people can, cheer me up. And also, can, if they see any question, concern, or anything regarding to the real estate, they can just feel free to reach out to me.
Well, that's great. So you, most of your clients come from you as referrals, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now you had to start somewhere to get to 80 or 90 transactions in a year. So before you had tons of people referring you business, how did you get business?
You have to make sure you do a good job. I think it is very important. I don't think, like anyone out there, they don't do a very good job and they continue to have a consistent, lead generation or client. So whenever I close my, first five transaction, I want to make sure, okay, I explain everything for my client. I negotiate everything based on my buyer interest or seller interest, And I always want to make sure if I can go above and beyond, I will make sure to do that. For example, I share with you one experience that I have before in the property in for one property in Linwood. So in the very competitive market, when COVID hit, we need to make an offer, weigh financing contingency, weigh other contingency, even, inspection and appraisal contingency. So at that time, the property around 500K and we make an offer about 520K. And at that time, I did explain for my buyer the pro and con of waive appraisal contingency. And my buyer is willing to waive appraisal because they said, okay, if the appraisal price came in lower than the purchase price, they have the extra cash, like $20,000, in additional for the down payment. So at that time, the appraisal came in at $510,000, but the purchase price is $520,000. And I know that, okay, my buyer said, okay, we have $10,000 in the bank account. We can just make it, no problem at all. But I just feel like, oh, if I can do something for them, that would be great. I take my phone, call the listing agent and talk about that. talk about, okay, you know, I know that we wait the appraisal contingency, but is there any way that seller can help us a little bit, you know, so that both parties can happy moving forward? Because I just don't want to put a lot of weight on my buyer because they need to buy the furniture, moving and other stuff. And after several rounds of negotiation, the seller willing to lower the price by $5,000. And when I talked with my buyer, they so happy. They said, wow, I did not expect you to do that at all. You really go above and beyond, you know? So something like that will make me like stand out, and they make sure to, you know, like refer all of the family, friend, and people they know to my business.
Well, that's an awesome story, Allison. You are such a great agent, and that's obvious that you really care about your clients. Now, because you work with a lot of buyers, what do you think about all the controversy we have in the industry right now with the National Association of Realtors having that big lawsuit settlement on broker fee? And we have a new law in the state of Washington where buyer's agents are required to sign a written agreement with their buyers, and you do a lot of buyer-side transactions. So what are your thoughts about this whole issue?
So to be honest with you, in the last few years, I did not, you know, like bring the buyer agency to sign it with my buyer because I consider myself like if I do a good job, they will come to me. I don't want something to hold them, you know, to work with me. So I did not have the buyer agency sign, you know, in the past until January 1st when we have the new law requires the buyer agency, we need to fill out the form. So I think this is for the buyer side, I think it is not very, you know, like advantage for them, you know, because in addition to the down payment, the closing cost, now they need to pay for their realtor as well. So I sometimes do feel bad for them, but you know, I think the better is to communicate with them, you know, to be transparent and let them know that, okay, there's a new law, they require the buyer agency need to be signed, you know, and we can just negotiate about the commission because we don't need to have like fixed commission, like 2-3%, something like that. We can work with the buyer. And if I see the buyer in a hard or difficult situation, I'm willing to lower my commission in order for them to be the homeowner. So I think everything is negotiable at this point, but I don't see the law is very take effect at this point yet. I do see several transactions in the Northwest MLS. They offer 0% to the buyer agent. However, most of the transactions that I saw, the seller is still, you know, like offer the buyer agent commission because they do know that we have the history of, you know, seller to pay for the buyer commission before. And also like in order to get their house to sell as quick as possible, they highly recommend to offer that.
Right. So that's interesting. In the MLS, you are already seeing some sellers with 0% commission to the buyer's agent.
Yes, I saw that several times now.
Well, that surprises me because like you said, I've interviewed other agents and everyone pretty much agrees. If a seller's smart, they're going to realize they have to pay a buyer's agent if they want the best agents like you to bring your clients around to look at their house. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think, and most of the top agents I talked to also agreed there won't be a huge change. Most sellers are going to continue to pay the buyer's agency. Do you agree with that idea?
I do agree with that. At this time, I feel like, you know, any change will take time, you know, to make sure it is, you know, like kind of like across the state, you know, everybody, you know, implemented that new change. But at this time, I think it is highly recommend for the seller to pay for the buyer commission because the buyer agent and also buyer is more motivated to move forward with that how, you know, rather than, you know, any transaction that they need to consider, okay, how much they need to put for down payment, closing costs, and agent as well, you know? So at this time, I think the seller should offer that, you know, in order to get their house to sell as quick as fast as possible. But if they don't mind, you know, put the house on the market maybe for several months, you know, maybe that can be a different story. But however, as we both know, when the house on the market for like more than 30 days, buyer would say the house had some problem by itself rather than just because of pricing or other factor.
Right. So it's going to be interesting to see how it moves forward. But most of the agents I talk to don't really think that this is going to have a huge negative impact on the real estate brokers.
I think, yeah, if you still do a good job, I don't think it will really, you know, affect you. I think the more important, okay, anyone consider that is a disadvantage, they will take it as a negative way and they go with that. But for me, I don't think that is a negative way. Any change just make us stronger. And we just, you know, make sure to adapt with the change and, you know, make sure to learn, grow, and also, you know, learn as much as possible in order to help our client.
Right. Now, this is a very tough market for buyers right now. We have low inventory. What is your advice to buyers in this market?
So for buyer in this market, I will say, first of all, don't rush to buy your home. Because, you know, like, to be honest with you, I represent buyer a lot, and I feel bad for buyer out there. Sometimes I make like 3-4 offers a day and I don't get any acceptance, you know? But more important, I explain for them where we are in the process, how many offers they have in hand, you know, what is the range of the price. But as a buyer, I think they should not be rushed on their decision. I know the timing is very important, but as long as they like it, that's fine, you know? But for some properties that they not really like it, but they worry about the market, worry about other factors, it makes them to make the decision. I don't think it is very smart at that time, because I want the buyer to live in the property happy. And, you know, like, you know, whenever they think about the buying process, they feel like, okay, that is the best experience ever, you know? So for them, I think don't be rushed on their decision. Work with the professional real estate agent who can, you know, provide you all of the advice, recommendation, pro and con for each property. For example, I show several clients to the property and I did tell them, okay, in order to repair, to make sure the property is very, you know, like livable and look good, you know, you need to put like maybe $50,000 more. So do you have that money in your bank account in order to, you know, to fix or repair it right away? Or if you spend all of the money for the down payment and closing cost, you will not have left and you will need to live in this property for at least like 4 or 5 years, something like that. So give the buyer need to get with the real estate agent to get their recommendation, advice, market, you know, knowledge in order to see what is the decision that they need to move forward. And last but not least, I think for any property, let's sit with the family member, analyze all of the pro and con of each property, work with the agent to let us know, okay, what is the CMA, you know, what is the actual value of the house at that time, to see if we willing to, you know, like bid more than asking price or not. So by the end of the day, I will say just working with a professional real estate agent who will protect you, help you, and bring the best interest for you.
Well, Alice, I was really glad to hear you say that you take time with your clients and don't rush them to make a decision, because in a hot market like now, there's a lot of pressure on buyers to buy quickly. And over the years, I've known some real estate agents who try to sell a house within 2 weeks of meeting a client. And they can do it, but that's not always in the client's best interest. So I like your attitude that you take your time, and if it takes a week or a month or a year, you're going to find the right house for them, right?
If I push my client, I think I closed like 200 deals last year rather than, you know, 90 deals.
Right. That's my point, is if you were a high-pressure salesperson, you could close even more deals. But you are being wise by putting your client's best interest ahead of your own best interest.
Yeah, it's very important to make sure my client is happy. I think that is more important than the money that I get or anything else. So for every transaction, I want to make sure my client understand about the process, understand about the property condition, understand about, you know, even the mortgage process as well. I don't have the mortgage license, but I just learned that in order to educate my client if they have any question. I don't work as a loan officer at this point, but, you know, like with all of the skill, experience, knowledge about real estate, I want to give them all to my client in order for them to make a wise and, you know, good decision.
Well, I agree with that. And coming from the mortgage side of the business, I want to encourage everyone to get pre-approved before they start looking at houses. I'm sure you tell your clients that, right?
Yeah, I do. I think it is very important for them to know where they are in the process, what is their financing, you know, condition look like? If you buy the property around, you know, $700,000, how much you need to pay for the mortgage and all of that. I want to make sure they are comfortable with the number, comfortable with their financing in order to move to the next step of, you know, touring the property, analyze pro and con and moving forward.
Now, I know it's a hot market for sellers right now, but what are some mistakes that you see sellers making in this market?
Oh, okay. I see a few mistakes. The first thing I can see, you know, seller pricing their price too high because they thought, okay, that is the seller market. I can price whatever price and the property will get sold. But the fact that no, you need to price it, you know, correctly in order for your property to get sold as quick as possible and as high as possible. So pricing is very important. The second thing about the preparation, you know, before you put the house on the market, there are several work that you need to do to make sure, okay, the house is clean, empty, maybe staging or doing some landscape, you know. All of that, you know, pre-listing, you should, as a real estate agent, you should make sure to talk with your seller to, you know, like, to get ready for the listing. And even, you know, sometimes we need to repaint the interior of the house or, you know, like, fixing some stuff in order to attract more buyer. And the last thing I saw the seller, you know, sometimes make a mistake as well, is, you know, like they, how do I say this one? They talk with the real estate agent, but they just interview one of them rather than interview multiple real estate agents. Because I know that everybody, like every single real estate agent, they have their own skill, own knowledge. But, you know, why should we interview several people in order for us to make a better decision? Because maybe one person, they are not the best one, you know? So let's do at least like interview three real estate agents in order to see who will be the one work well with the seller and can bring, you know, the seller best interest, you know, get the property sold as high as possible.
Well, that's great advice. Now, what have I not asked you so far in this interview that you'd like to get out?
I would say, you know, I can speak both language. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah, I have a lot of people in my Vietnamese community as well. I would say about 60% of my clients came from Vietnam and they did not speak English very well. However, working with me, they become like the real estate agent, you know, on their version as well. They understand the process. They came to their company or, you know, the restaurant and they explain for other people, you know. So working with me, if you are Vietnamese, I think it is very benefit for you in order for me to not only help you to translate all of the paperwork, but also, you know, make sure you are working with the best one and bring the best interest for you.
Well, that's really awesome. Now, this far in your real estate career, mm-hmm. can you think of one moment or achievement that you are most proud of?
The moment, okay, I would say I have one of them. So it is a little bit long story, but I want to share with you. So whenever I think about that, it makes me kind of emotional. I got one client about couple of years ago, they came to me and they are Vietnamese couple, very nice, very friendly couple. They told me that they want to buy the property for 20 years, but they don't know where to start. They get with some agent and they're not very effective, you know, especially when they work with some agent in the hot markets. They want you to offer, you know, more than asking price, way contingency, something like that. But as an old couple, they kind of scare and don't know if they can trust them or not, you know. So I think they go with three or four real estate agents at that time. After they show them maybe one or two property, and then the real estate agent is the one leave my client because they said, okay, they cannot work with this couple anymore. They don't understand. Even we explain for them all of the knowledge, everything. You need to, you know, offer more than asking price in this market. And then, you know, one day they got the referral from their family member to me. They came to me and then they expressed that, okay, every real estate agent left them. And I feel bad for them. I said, okay, if everybody left you, who will work with you when you can get the property, you know? So I took time to explain everything for them. They have the daughter and the son who are very smart, working for Google and Amazon and Apple as well. Three of them keep saying, okay, if I were a real estate agent, maybe I would not represent them. They are difficult, you know. But I, you know, when I heard about that, I want to be the one helping them, you know. So I helped them to tour a lot of the property. At the beginning, I think about 5 to 7 property a day, you know. And sometimes I need to, you know, take a day off from my company to show them as well, because I see the motivation of them to buy the property. However, when I explain about the offer, you know, the strategy and all of that, they a little bit slow on the process and they always want to offer below asking price. And I said, it's okay. I'm happy to write an offer for you. I know the result already of, okay, there are 10 offers out there more than asking price, but they still, okay, I want to offer 50K lower than asking price. I made it. They did not get accept. Of course, you're the last one in out of all of the offer. But every time I make an offer for them, they learn something. After maybe, I think, 30 times making an offer, and can you believe how many properties that I tour?
Yeah.
Can you guess the number?
Oh.
How many properties that I have them to tour?
50. How about 50?
Almost 200 properties.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I thought 50 was a high number, to be honest with you.
Yes. But they are the one tracking all of that. I don't remember, you know, on how many property, because I do have a lot of clients, but I know that they need me. So after they tour the property, like almost 200 property, finally, we can get one property for them. They feel so grateful about that. They ask me for my business card to live in different restaurants that they know, advertise for me. And they, I think at that time, they give me $5,000 extra for my commission. And yeah, it's a story that I never forget. But my husband is the one keep telling me, you are very patient. I cannot believe you are such a, you know, very patient agent, because I know everybody would quit, you know, at that time. But now we have a very good relationship. They think about me whenever they you know, they have something, they go on vacation, I have some gift from them, and three of their daughter and son, they are on my client from now on too.
Well, that's a fantastic story. And again, that is why you are so very successful in this business. Now, everybody out there is going to want to work with Alice Nguyen, whether you're a real estate agent, looking for an excellent agent to work with, or your home seller or home buyer. So they're going to want to contact you, Alice. So why don't you give us your contact information right now?
Oh, absolutely. If you have any question, concern about real estate, or even you not plan to buy or sell the property, you can reach out to me anytime at 425-919-6666. I'm here to help.
And why don't you say that in Vietnamese for your Vietnamese American clients out there?
Absolutely. I would love to. Nếu mà tất cả mọi người có những câu hỏi hay thắc mắc gì về vấn đề làm loan hay là mua nhà ở bang Washington thì có thể liên hệ với Alice ở số điện thoại 425-919-6666. Rất vui được hỗ trợ và giúp cộng đồng Việt Nam mình.
Okay. That was fantastic.
Thank
Alice,
you.
It's been a thrill to have you on here. You, again, are one of the very top agents in the entire state of Washington. That's a very, very impressive accomplishment. And thank you very much for joining me. I'm Steve Teitler. I'm the owner of Best Mortgage. If you know anyone out there thinking about buying or selling, refer them to us. We'll give them honest advice you can trust. This has been Northwest Real Estate Roundup. Thanks for joining us. Remember to subscribe, tell your friends and realtors, and we'll see you next week.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on today's journey through the dynamic world of real estate and mortgages. I'm your host, Steve Teitler, and this has been the Northwest Real Estate Roundup. Don't forget to subscribe for more expert advice, tips, and stories that empower you as a real estate professional. If you have questions or topics you want covered, drop us a line at our website. Until we meet again, here's to your success.